I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I did notice yesterday, which I thought was very interesting. Do you realize that on today, July 8th, that we are literally a few days away from a few football teams heading into training camp? We are a few weeks away, or a couple of weeks away, from most teams heading into training camp. And we are 8 weeks away from the start of the NFL season.
Yeah, I don't like when the football guys put that out, because it feels like you're ruining my summer. You're telling me summer is over and football is beginning.
I would tell you, if you're a football player, you start to feel like summer's over. Like when I played football, Pop Warner back in the day, August 1st was the day. When August 1st hit, you put the pads on, you were at practice, summer was over. That's not the case as adults. I mean, hell, you're going on vacation next week. You've got weeks off in August.
So I sure do.
Your summer's not dead.
My summer's just starting, Jerry.
Well, because people are at the beach finally, down in Bradley Beach.
Correct.
You get to see what's going on. But you have 8 weeks of summer. To be fair, you probably have 12 weeks of summer left because September is so nice. But you are right. Football does signify the end of summer for a lot of people. That having been said, I was thinking back to what we have watched over the last, what would you say, the last seven, eight, aside from the one Giants playoff season, the last seven, eight, 9 years have been horrific football-wise.
Terrible.
In this city. And so now we've got new leadership with the Jets. You've got a whole new quarterback room with the Giants. Same coach, same GM, but it's a different look for sure. You drafted a stud on defense. It feels like, for the first time in a while, there's a chance that we could have two. I'm not going to say good. I'm not going to say playoff. And I'm certainly not going to say championship. But we could have two decent football teams in this area. And I will, for me, that it's like a new day, a new dawn, a new birth of football.
I've fallen for this, Jerry, every year when we go out to Giants training camp. It always feels like, oh, this is the year. We've got this pick. We talked to Brian Daboll. He's super confident. We talked to Joe Shane. He's a confident guy, fun-loving family. They all come out with their coffees. It's August. Isn't it going to be great this year? We got such a great defense, and our run game is going to be terrific, and our quarterback really took a lot of steps this offseason. And then they're 2-6, and we're sitting here going, what are we
doing? 1-4.
And I can't be fooled again by them. Until I see something change in the Jets, it's like, I don't even know. Like right now, off the top of my head, I wasn't sure who the Jets quarterback was. I just thought, all right, Justin Fields.
Does the Aaron Glenn different mentality around the building, that does nothing for
you? Right now, it's false bravado to me. Like, okay. It just feels like he is trying hard to be a badass. And we'll see. Like, I'm going to wait and see for all these guys. And because I've gotten so, like, pumped up in the off season where I'm like, the Giants win total over under is only 7? This is ridiculous.
Bet the mortgage.
And then they don't hit it.
I know. I'm with you. And I do agree with you in the sense of prove it to me first. You're not wrong when you say that. And I've been burned by this too, because the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, it felt different to me. This offseason does feel different to me for both these teams. Again, I am not saying that we've got two 12-win teams, not at all. But I do think we're going to have two teams that we're not going to be sitting there with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter of the first game saying, good God, it's the same crap. I just don't, you've got... The Giants have, if Russell Wilson doesn't work out, you've got Mr. Fun, Mr. Excitement, and Jameis Winston.
That I'm interested in.
Yes, and I think that would bring a different dynamic to watching the games as well. And if that doesn't work out, you've got what they hope is the future quarterback ready in the wings and set to go to take over. Another different reason to watch the team.
Yeah, I think this year the Giants have more reasons to check them out. And if things... The Giants have more things in place for when we suck, we'll make this move. When we continue to suck, we'll make this third move. And they all are kind of interesting. The Jets have Justin Fields, and I don't even know who.
And then what happens?
And how did that end?
You're not wrong about
that. It doesn't feel as, like, the Jets don't have really a pivot. when things, if things aren't going well.
I would say, though, the thought of Aaron Glenn and the bravado that you speak of, from everybody we have talked to, that just seems like that is his personality. So I agree with you. You could have the guy that's got the reputation to be a player's coach, good guy, and then all of a sudden one day he turns around and he's trying to act like Mr. Tough Guy. That, to me, would be fake bravado. By all accounts, this is Aaron Glenn. This is the way he was in Detroit with his team, with his defense. This is the way he's going to be here. I don't think he's putting on a show. Like, when he did those media scrums when he first got hired and he's glaring at the reporter for asking good questions, I just think that's him. And I think that's going to be good for a team. Like, what is the one thing? If you think back to the 3 or 4, was it 2 years with Rob, 2 years with Rob Saleh, whatever the hell it was, with Rob Saleh, when he got the job, what did we all think? We saw that fire up guy on the sideline in San Francisco, and that's what we thought we were getting.
Yes.
What didn't we get?
Fired up guy on the sidelines.
Right. We got a guy who just seemed like Mr. Nice Guy, let the players do whatever. Now, behind closed doors, who knows? But it wasn't what we thought. I think what you see is what you're going to get from Aaron Glenn. And that, for me, if I was a Jet fan, that would actually get me a little fired up.
I don't know why I bought into the Rex Ryan bravado, that guy.
Because it worked for a few years.
Yeah, but even when he first got here, I bought into it. The Aaron Glenn thing, I don't know. I'm just not buying into it. Like, I just don't think it's a real... Like, I don't think that's his real personality. Well, I think he's like a dog, Jerry. He'll bark at you. And then, but will not bite you.
Well, we're going to find out, because if that's the case and the players run all over him, you'll know very quickly. And yeah. I just don't think that's the case. The thing with Rex, came from Baltimore, had, you know, part of it is, you know, you talk about, and you, as you have many times, you didn't like Rex when he lost the weight. He had this, there was just a feeling around him.
Yeah, thin with, Rex with big fake white choppers.
I forgot about the teeth too. Like, when he walked into the room, it was almost like he commanded the room as the big guy. And then, yes, it did change. But I think his messaging was done the right way. He didn't back down. And most importantly, they won. And he brought in players that helped them win and kind of change things around. And I do think Aaron Glenn's got a chance to do that. But also, so like if you look at this year, so we're here in New York, and if the Giants turned out to have a good season and were even a playoff contender, let's put it that way, a playoff contender right around Thanksgiving, I don't think much of the country, meaning NFL fans, would be shocked, because that seems to be the nature of the sport. Like, one of the things I put down on the sheet today, I was thinking back to, like, when I was a kid. It seemed like in the 80s, there was a formula. You know, you would suck, you would draft a good quarterback, he would sit for a year or two, then he would get in, and you know what? All of a sudden, you would see the progression, and you'd be a playoff team. In this day and age of free agency, and throwing quarterbacks in right out of the draft, like, you could have a really good season or you could be garbage, like the Broncos last year. I mean, that was a little quick, wouldn't you think, to be in the postseason playing the Bills in Orchard Park?
Yes.
Right. So I think a lot of the rest of the country, if you said the Jets or Giants were better this year, wouldn't be shocked. It's just us here that have a hard time believing it because of what we've seen for 8, 9, 10 years.
I think most people still don't think the Jets will have a good year.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Just fair. Not seen it ever.
All right.
Since Rex Ryan.
The Jets might be a
here.
Different situation.
Yeah, Jets are a different situation.
But the Giants are a type of team that if you told me they were better, not a lot of people. Remember, it's not that long ago that they won the playoff game in Minnesota, so they have had a little taste of it. The problem has been it's just been horrific since because the quarterback play has been so poor, which we do think they have fixed.
Yeah, and you got the Eagles in your division, the Jaden right. Daniels.
Details.
Commanders, your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry.
Details,
I mean,
details.
They're all good teams in that
They are.
Division.
I do agree the Giants have a tougher road if you look at the other three teams in the division compared to, like, the Jet thing is interesting because the Patriots do not seem like they're going to be any, I don't think they're going to be any good this year. Perhaps next year in Mike Vrabel's second season. The Dolphins seem to be a mess. Yeah, we could talk about the Asante Samuel thing because I think the way he perceives the Dolphins is an issue. And I saw you wrote that down in terms of, you know, his dad has this podcast talking about how soft these guys are.
The Asante Samuel dad?
Yeah.
Could you imagine listening of all your podcast choices and you go, you know what? The guest on Joe Rogan this week doesn't seem interesting. Let me see what Asante Samuel's dad's podcast
well,
is.
Well, he was a good player in the league, at least.
Where did he play?
All right, so you're, I think you're getting confused. It's Asante Samuel. This is Asante Samuel Jr.
Oh, he's got a kid playing football? How? Yeah, I've heard of Asante Samuel Jr., of course. Legendary football player.
So he's the one looking.
He's got a kid playing football now?
Well, did you see? All right, did you see Larry Fitzgerald's kid?
I did see that.
Committed to Notre Dame.
But that's college.
Al, we're getting old.
Yeah, there's a weird progression that happens. Like you go, okay, I'm a kid watching baseball. Look at Willie Randolph playing second base. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Willie Randolph is retiring.
He's the manager.
Right, and then Willie Randolph's the manager. Then he retires from that.
Correct.
Then it's like, oh, Willie Randolph's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's getting it, but then it's like, oh, Willie Randolph's dead. And you're like, I was just watching Willie Randolph play second base.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's still alive, right, Jay?
Willie Randolph is still alive. Yes, he is.
But I'm just saying, like,
how about Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah.
We saw Griffey Sr., then Jr. comes up. We watch his entire career. He's been retired now for 15 years.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
That's the nature of life.
So in my head, Asante Samuel was a free agent looking to maybe go to the Dolphins. I did not realize his child was.
I think this is his kid.
Oh.
But you've got that all over. You got Joey Porter Jr. in Pittsburgh. I remember what he was back in the day. I mean, like I said, think about you started here in what? In September of 07.
Correct. Right? Yes.
It is now 2025. That's 18 years ago, Al.
You got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes. Yeah. Time just goes, man.
And Arch Manning is whose kid?
That's a good question. Isn't it Peyton's nephew and Eli's nephew? So is it
Cooper?
Is it Cooper's kid?
I'm going to say yes.
Rami said what? You said yes?
Cooper's kid.
So Rami's telling me it's Cooper's kid.
Where's Peyton Manning's kids?
Does he have boys? He does have boys. I think they're younger.
Well, I got to get
because I've seen him in the flag football stuff.
Flag football.
Yes, I could be wrong. I think Texas already signed him to a nil deal in 2035. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
So
I don't know. Get it together. It's not 1997, you old. Exactly.
You're right. Hmm. But I don't know. I look at the Jets in a much better situation because of that division they're in. And yes, the Bills are clearly the best team. And you would think should be in the Super Bowl this year. But other than that, they've got a chance to win some games in that division.
Here's what happens. Let's say the Giants, a week one, Russell Wilson goes down. We got Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
He goes down. Jackson Dart. Justin Fields goes down. It's Tyrod Taylor.
I know.
And then I actually have the Jets. It's Tyrod Taylor, Adrian Martinez, and Brady Cook.
Well,
Who are these people, Jay?
If you get to those two, they're in a lot of trouble. And a lot of trouble.
That's what I'm saying. But, like the Jets, they've no depth at the quarterback to get excited.
So you're not buying any of this optimism I have for these two teams.
Not for the Jets.
The Giants are watchable to you. The Jets, none.
Yeah, even if the Giants lose, I think they will be watchable because of the interesting quarterback situation we've got.
Better storylines.
We got three guys, and Tommy DeVito, who I still am not done with. If he gets, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can name the four guys currently quarterbacking the Giants that are still somewhat intriguing, all four of them. The Jets have one.
And yet what's interesting is they've been the less intriguing story the last few years.
They have.
Because of the quarterback situation and scenario, except for when Tommy DeVito was playing.
Oh, he was the best, Jerry. What a
legend. With
cheese. Yeah. Who had a better run, Tommy DeVito or Jeremy Lin?
You know what?
Like that short little
Jeremy Lin.
Fun
it's
run.
Not even close, Jeremy Lin. Tommy DeVito had a nice run. There's no question. Jeremy Lin lit the city on fire.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was, what would you say, Eddie? About a month for Jeremy Lin, maybe even 6 weeks, something like that. Do you remember the game when he hit the three in Toronto from like 5-6 feet behind the 3-point line? It was nuts.
I will tell you, I actually put on a regular season Knicks game that year.
I believe it for a few minutes,
and I was like, what am I watching?
Understood, but even you were drawn to it.
I was drawn to it. Yes, I was.
Tommy DeVito was interesting, and it was a fun story for a short time, but it was really just a few games. And when you look back, they didn't win a ton of games with him, but he was fun to watch.
Remember that first game they put him in? They would not let him throw a football.
Handoff. handoff, handoff, third and 23, handoff.
We didn't think the guy could throw a football.
I think he threw the ball like four times that game.
Yeah, that was very strange.
But it also goes to show and goes to prove how desperate football fans were, Giant fans were, to see not that game in particular, but when he started to throw the football, to see what it looked like to actually play the ball downfield and not sideline to sideline. And it seemed like they could actually do something that they hadn't done, score touchdowns. Mm. So starved for it. They will have an opportunity this year with some quarterbacks that should be fun to watch. But I'm feeling it. It's July 8th. I saw it was at the Bill. One of these teams is reporting like 3 or 4 days to training camp. And you can say it on the air, Rami. It's okay.
The Chargers.
The Chargers will be in camp in a few days. Like, summer's not over. I'm not saying that. But the NFL right around the corner. And I got to be honest with you. I'm excited for the season.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.